Suta Goswami said, upon reaching the border of his most prosperous metropolis, known as the country of the Anartas, Dwaraka, the Lord sounded his auspicious conchal, heralding his arrival and apparently pacifying the dejection of the inhabitants. Purport. The beloved Lord was away from his own prosperous metropolis of Dwaraka for a considerably long period because of the battle of Kurukshetra. And thus all the inhabitants were overcome with melancholia due to the separation. When the Lord descends on the earth, his eternal associates also come with him, just as the entourage of a king accompanies him. Such associates of the Lord are eternally liberated souls, and they cannot bear the separation of the Lord even for a moment because of intense affection for the Lord. Thus the inhabitants of the city of Dwaraka were in a mood of dejection and expected the arrival of the Lord at any moment. So the heralding sound of the auspicious conchal was very encouraging, and apparently the sound pacified their dejection. They were still more aspirant to see the Lord amongst themselves, and all of them became alert to perceive him in the befitting manner. These are the signs of spontaneous love of Godhead. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyanjana Shlakaya Chakshurumlitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So here are few points to mention with this quite simple narration of Krishna's heralding the arrival to Dwaraka. Actually, this is very far out notion of Godhead, of which nobody practically in the material world cares about. There are so many religious groups, even more so-called spiritual groups, who try to reach for the transcendence, who supposedly worship God or believe or have faith in God. But their understanding of God and service to the God is too far from this description. It's so much far away that actually they will never reach God as such. Because although they proclaim that they are believers in God, they are religious people, they actually don't care about the God. They only take God as as a kind of decoration to their lifestyle, to their personality. So like many people were born in religious traditions, in religious families. So, and there were some rituals going on in those families or regions, societies. So they kind of follow those rituals, even not knowing what those rituals means. So they just follow it for centuries practically. But they don't know what those rituals means. Any and every ritual means something. It's not just empty act of performance. But they just follow the rituals kind of habit. You know, they don't know what it means. And they are even able to kill other people who don't follow those rituals. This is very common. You know, all the religious wars were practically not about the scientific understanding of Godhead, but about the rituals. My religion follow rituals like this. Your religion follow different rituals. Unless you follow our rituals, we will fight. These were all the wars in the world, still going on. It's just because of complete misunderstanding. What religion means. So, as such, the religion got a bad name because of this. Not because of the religion is bad, but because of the followers who don't understand what they are following and what they are supposedly preaching. So, very often, Srila Prabhupada, practically all the time, when somebody challenged him that this is just another religion and we are in this tradition, this and that. So he always said, this is not about the religion, this is about the science of Godhead. And that's the point everybody has to understand, who like to be called himself a religious person. It's about the science, not about the sentiment. Sentiment is simply not enough. The whole material world is based on the sentiment. That's why everybody is here. Because out of sentiment, we cling to different attachments in the material world. Connected to our body, to our family, to our near, to our friends. So we follow, we have different attachments developed. And they don't have any scientific basis, practically. They're just empty kind of emotions we try to squeeze out of the material existence. So according to that, we continue to live in the material world because of these emotions, which we know is a perverted reflection of the spiritual emotions. This is another point we can see here. Therefore, even so-called religious people, when they hear about this, so they think, oh, this is another king, you know, another famous person, you know, called Krishna, and he had his citizens and his queens, and they loved him so much, so this is an expression of the love they have for him. But this has nothing to do with material love and material emotions. All this is based on the science of understanding Krishna consciousness. That's the first thing. It's like when you build a house, you need a solid base for the house. You cannot just build it in the mid-air. It's not possible. It doesn't work. Anything you do, it has to have a base. You bake a cake, it has to have a base. You cannot just put topping without the base. Even it's good, the topping is the best part, of course, but you cannot make it without the base. So anything you do, there has to be a base, and that's called sambandha. It means understanding of the spiritual relationship with God. And this doesn't require one to be a big scholar at all. As we know, even from this place, you know, Prabhupada was, from time to time, he was quoting little Saraswati, because when somebody asked who is Krishna, then she said she is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is scientific understanding. It's not some kind of sentiment, impersonal understandings or material understandings, who Krishna is and what are the relationship with his devotees. So all this is going on a completely different plane as we experience material emotions. So unless we try to understand this point, all the attachments we have, they keep us in the material world, and we continue to stay here. Whatever we imagine we are doing, whatever religion we think we follow, if we don't connect our activities, our thinking, willing to science of Krishna consciousness, then we continue to stay. Even as a religious person, you know, we can be in a, which is very rare nowadays, be like in the mode of goodness, triple plus, but still we will stay in the material world because we are not situated in Vishuddha Sattva, which means purified goodness. And goodness, mode of goodness, material mode of goodness can be purified only in relationship to Krishna. And not, again, not emotional. Therefore, there is sambandha and there is abhideya. Means there is given facts of Krishna consciousness. We are not this body. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we are his eternal parts and parcels. We are supposed to serve him. Or we are serving him anyway. Some don't know about it. Or most of them here don't know about it. And some know about that. So that's basic. But then there is also process given. Means that just to have a basic knowledge is again not enough. Let's take the same examples, like building a house. So one can understand, okay, while building a house, I need a base for that house. Otherwise it will not stand. So this you know, but then one has to know how to build that base. You know, we experience in some places that they build a base and then the house tilts. You know, it means the person made a mistake in the abhideya, in the process. And some places are famous for that and some are infamous for that. So it depends where it's located and how you view that. After sambandha, abhideya is not less important than that. So, and that's another crucial point where, in which the religion splits. First of all, if they have some abhideya, they are lucky. You know, it's also very rare. But then they don't follow. I mean, they have sambandha. If they have sambandha, they are lucky. Sorry, but if they don't follow proper process, then it's useless. Again, so many times, Srila Prabhupada, whenever he met Christians who claimed to be Christians, even priests, so what was his first question? And always, yes, that was always the point. So that's about abhideya. Do you follow your process? You got some process. Why don't you follow it? If you don't follow it, we cannot discuss further. That was always the discussion, you know. It's not possible, simply. Only in one case, Prabhupada was convinced about those Christians. That one when he visited San Franciscans. Because they followed it. And he appreciated that very much. And they have even better understanding of the process because of that, because they follow properly. So these are two things. They will propel us further to the prayojan. Without that, not possible. Without that, we will view these kind of pastimes as material emotions. You know, we have some experience in the material world, somebody loves us, you know, and he expects us. And when we come home, we are very much greeted by our wife, which is also more and more rare nowadays. But it was quite common, you know, we can see this. But if we don't understand these two things, if we don't follow these two things, then we misunderstand it. We will think, oh, this is another nice story, you know, very, very emotional, very good, gives good feelings. You know, it's very nice to hear about, to talk about. But what if something wrong happens in that? So this is another point connected to this. Like in a Vaikuntha realm, this separation practically doesn't happen. When you go to Dwaraka Mathura, we can see it happens. Because there is, again, like more intimate relationship with Krishna. So the devotees, they can appreciate it also separation. And in Vraja, of course, it's in the most intense, that separation. So try to talk about this to present-day religions and they will be completely off the track. What is this about? What's separation, you know, and that's a higher than a connection with God, communion with God, how that works, you know. So that's where actually our material feelings breaks apart. Because on the material sphere, it doesn't work like that. If you are separated from somebody whom you love, then you suffer. That's a rule, you know. It's not enjoyment. But on the spiritual platform, it's higher enjoyment. Can anybody suggest why is that? You love somebody, you are away from him, and it's higher enjoyment. Any suggestion? In case of only Krishna? Yeah. Yes. So Prabhupada said that it's the absorption is higher, it's very intense. When you are with somebody, then you may forget. You may become proud, actually. That what happens, we know from the story of the gopis, they became proud because of that. They thought, Krishna is with us, you know. We are most fortunate in the whole universe. And they are. So they were like rightfully proud, you can say, but still proud. But Krishna is very merciful, so in Vraja he can do that, not in Vaikuntha. They can be proud in Vaikuntha, and they are. Everybody perceives Narayan as their worshipable Lord. But in Vraja, it's a higher level. So it means Krishna doesn't allow that. Mm-hmm. So he plays these pastimes. And he himself makes it more intense for the devotees and for himself. By the same method as you described. Because when you miss your child, your little child is out of home, playing outside. So the mother is thinking all the time about the child. You know, what is he doing? Is he all right? You know, she looks out of the window, you know, like that. She's thinking all the time about the child. So for those who take a religion as a means of livelihood, this concept is unacceptable practically, you know. Anyway, they don't even accept usually Krishna as a person. What to say about talking about his pastimes? For them, the God is as a order supplier, as Prabhupada used to say. Give us our daily bread, chapati or pizza or whatever it may be, you know, just supply for us, you know. We thank you for that, but we have our things to do here and you are there, or if you are anybody at all, you are over there doing something. So Srimad Bhagavatam is not compromising with this. From the very beginning we know it's not compromising with the materialistic views. It's like, who cares about that? You want to go to the spiritual world? You want to serve God? Then this is the process. This is how you do it. It's like, in the material, even in all the living entities, they are attracted to Krishna. No? That's natural for them. It's not that even those who hate or who proclaim that they don't believe in God, they are attracted to him. You know, it's just twisted around. It's perverted. You know, if you have somebody, you have some two lovers, and they loved each other so much, and then they become hate each other. It's just twisted around. It's perverted. The same mood. Because there is such a strong attachment, so and then something happens. So they start to hate each other. But still, the attachment is there. Otherwise, they would not care about the other person. But it just comes as a hate, as a hatred. After love comes hatred. That's natural in the material world. So that's why some living entities hate Krishna. Because originally they love him, but because they have some other separated plans, so then start to hate him. So it's not that there are persons or living entities who are not searching for Krishna. All of the living entities, all the living entities, they are searching for Krishna. They are searching for that element of love to Godhead. So there is a text called Nyaya Shastra, you might know. And there are many nice, simple examples from like day-to-day life, which point actually very deep philosophical points. You know, it's a collection, I actually don't know even who made it. I guess it was done by centuries, because there are quotes from scriptures, so, and from some are like folk quotes, but all in Sanskrit. And it was collected. And one of them is that, which I will read. That's this one is called Loha Chumbaka Nyaya. Anybody knows what is Loha? Iron, yes. Chumbaka? Anybody knows? I don't know if it's in Hindi, same word. It's magnet. So this is about iron and magnet. They're naturally attracted to each other. But they are also, on. If you have two magnets and you turn them the opposite way, they are going away. But this one is about iron and magnet. So this is with little comment. Iron is always naturally attracted towards magnet. Krishna means all attractive. That is the appropriate privilege of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If God is not all attractive, then he cannot be marked as God. All entities are like small dust pieces of iron, which are always attracted toward the magnet. That is true that we are all seeking God only. The only problem is that we do not recognize it as such. We are distracted by external manifestations of Krishna's Maya, the material energy, whose purpose is to cover our direct communion with God. It can be compared to a bar between the magnet and iron particles, preventing them to come to in direct contact with magnet, yet still being attracted to the magnet. In the same way, we are experiencing the attractive power of Krishna, which is indirectly displayed before our senses through various wonderful and amazing manifestations. So I guess everybody has experience with iron and magnet, and even you put something in between, still the magnet is attracted to, I mean, the iron is magnet, attracted to magnet. So in the same way, we are attracted to Krishna, but between us and Krishna is the material energy. So we think we are attracted to material energy, to the material world, to the material emotions. That's what we think. Even they are originally spiritual. Everything, there is nothing in one sense, there is nothing like material. The material, from the spiritual point of view, is just another type of energy which works a little bit differently. But still, it's eternal energy. It's not something which is existing separately from God. That's actually Maya. That Srimad Bhagavatam explains. That is actually Maya. If somebody thinks that the material energy is something separate from God, so it then at that moment the Maya enters. If you think that, so if you think that science or religion is separated from God, then that is illusion. Even as if we claim that we are religious persons. So if you like, we can have some discussion, any questions or comments.